Welcome to my podcast. I'm Ninka Bernadette Mauritsen, and I reversed my son's autism and I healed myself from depression, anxiety, obesity, and the whole family from digestive issues, asthma, allergies, and just overall low quality of life. I'm here to improve your life quality, your self-healing capacity, and your happiness by reconnecting you to your self-healing powers and Mother Nature. What is the number one thing that stands between you and healing when you walk with autism like a warrior mama like myself, who's been on this journey for 14 years and now have a son who's 20 and completely free from autism after having been one of the most severe cases in my country when he was diagnosed with infantile autism at age 5? So what is the roadblock that most moms miss out on? They don't even notice, that I want you to notice right now before it takes everything away from you. I want to empower you. I want to wake you up. I want to make you conscious and reconnect you, remind you of the healing vibration within you. Because the healing vibration within you is the healing vibration that your child will feed into, tune into, and benefit from. This conversation is a bit tricky because autism mamas out there who are doing the whole biomedical journey and they are defending their child like a lioness. They have the passion, the knowledge, the biochemical knowledge, the big hearts, the courage to walk against the establishment and to show up for their child in a way that other moms might not have the courage to do. And we need to salute you for doing that. So what happens when the exact same strength, compassion, power, bravery, and knowledge takes you from a place of actually being there for your child in the healing vibration and healing frequency to somewhere where you are leaving that vibration? When you leave your peace, you leave the healing frequency, the healing vibration. It can be hard to talk about, it can be hard to hear, but the frequency of healing is a very clean vibration. The self-healing capacity happens when we are in balance, when we are in harmony, when there is peace, not only in our minds, in our soul, and in our hearts, but also peace in our nervous system, peace in our brain, peace in the body, peace all around us. And we all know that stress is the opposite of healing. So stress is the ignition. It's like the rocket fuel for change. When you get to a certain point and you are so stressed that you cannot stay in your current situation any longer, the stress drives you to change. So yes, you need to be in fight and flight. You need to be in battlefield mode. You need to step up against authority. You need to listen to your authority and walk the other way, because what's been offered to you in the system, probably at most doctor's offices and in societies connected to autism, is not enough for you and your child. So far, so good. The biggest roadblock and the biggest danger for a warrior mom is to get stuck in this fight and flight and battlefield mode, because the fight and flight and battlefield mode will not bring peace, and without peace there's no healing. So your homeostasis, your point of balance, your perfect yin and yang, your child's perfect balance, your child's perfect yin and yang, your child's homeostasis happens when there's balance. And we can only experience balance when our tribe and when our mothers are in the healing frequency, which is a frequency of nature. It's a frequency of healing. It's a frequency of love. It's a frequency of acceptance. It's a frequency of high levels of awareness and the highest consciousness. It's a frequency of source. It's a frequency of the highest consciousness in the universe. This is a spiritual conversation. This is a spiritual conversation that is addressing your highest wisdom, your heart and your soul. As soon as you start blaming, battling, fighting, being against, trying to win over someone or something, you step out of your zone of peace and your vibration of peace and your frequency of healing. That's okay temporarily when we need to remove ourselves from danger. What I see happen consistently, and which has been happening since the day I started this journey with my child, and I needed to move myself away from this whole energy in this mama tribe. What I saw consistently was the energy spent on battling the enemy, no matter whether it's a medical industry or some doctor or some modality that's forced upon us, the energy spent battling those authorities is energy that I could spend on tuning into my highest wisdom, my intuition, my knowledge about my child, my capacity for self-healing and healing my family, that capacity that I have in common with nature, with the rain, with tsunamis, with volcanoes, with the complete and utter balance in the universe at all times, every day, every second, every minute. I cannot allow vibrationally to take myself away from the healing state and from my peace and from love and from connection and from the fact that everything that happens, happens for me, not against me. Everything that's happened on my journey with autism since day one has been lining up the pieces of my puzzle that was my wake-up calls that then led me to become a warrior, a healer, a peacemaker. That's why my tagline is Barefoot Autism Warriors, the gentle game changers, because I changed the game by simply reconnecting my child to source, which was nature, the cycles and rhythms of nature, love, tribal connection, circadian rhythm, the seasons, natural foods, and intimacy and bonding in my family and in the tribe. So I took my child back home to Mother Nature, and I took myself back to the state of Mother Nature. And that is the gentle way of changing the game. So I just want to make sure that you don't make yourself feel wrong or bad or anything, because you are battling authorities from the best place within you, from your bravest place within you, and you're doing it for your child. What I want you to understand is, when does this work against my intention of reconnecting to self-healing, peace, and the highest vibration and intuition? What comes from mother is, and this is something I talk about a lot, what we vibrate as mothers, what we believe in, what we have momentum. When we create momentum, that is what's going to be attracted into our lives. That's a law of attraction, but it's also the law of quantum physics. I vibrate, and what I vibrate, I create around me and in me. So if I vibrate fear, there's enemies everywhere, we need something to battle against, we need to fight the authorities, everything is unfair and you can't trust anybody, everyone's trying to take us down, that is going to be our momentum. And what happens when we have that as a magnetic force into our family and our lives, from a spiritual perspective, what happens is that we will get more and more things to fight and battle and struggle with and suffer from and feel unfairly treated by. And it will feel like this is certainly circumstances and unfair authorities doing this to me. But we have to ask ourselves, if everything is a messenger, if everything is lessons, if everything is divine teaching, what happens when I battle with the messenger? What happens when I battle with the teaching? And what can I do instead? For me, it was knowing that every time I fight and battle and get into fight and flight and have that as my my focal point, my momentum, I get more and more things to battle with. And when peace and gratitude, intuition, beauty of Mother Nature, presence, and letting myself be guided by the soul and by nature and by my heart, when that is my momentum, more and more of it will be drawn into my life, into my physical form, and to the journey that I'm on with my child, the healing journey for me and my child. So I look at this as, let's remember, let's wake up, let's learn, let's stay in our peace, let's notice the frequency, and know this for sure and for certain for the rest of your life. If you don't take anything but this one sentence with you from this podcast, it's going to be this. When it feels good, it's right for you. It's the right track, it's the right people, it's the right words, it's the right thoughts. It's a right path for you. When it feels painful and it hurts and it feels bad, that is a teacher for you to stop and change direction. This is not your path. It's not your words. It's not your thoughts. It's not your truth. And that is what bad feelings are here to teach us. When we walk with autism, to free our children from the underlying issues that express as autism. So remember this. If it feels good, it's a yes. If it feels bad, it's a no.